This is the Brad Gilmore Show on demand. On demand.
What's going on, y'all? This is DJ DMD, and y'all are checking out the Brad Gilmore Show on demand right here.
What's going down? It's your homie Dope Easy, the Southeast Beast, and make sure you tune in to the Brad Gilmore Show.
WCW champion, and you're listening to the Brad Gilmore Show. Can you get that, sucker?
On demand. On demand.
Please welcome your hosts, Brad Gilmore, Ashley Imani, and DJ Motai.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another great episode of the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
That's right. That is DJ Motai's voice. How you doing, Motai?
I'm doing great. Doing good on this Monday morning.
I know, man. It's been a minute since you've been on the podcast. It's my fault.
It's been about a month.
I've been lazy. I've been at my house. I've been comfy, you know what I mean? And I was like, I don't want to leave. I got the home studio Julio set up, you know what I mean? I didn't want to have to leave and go anywhere. So I was like, you know what? If Motai wants to call in, Motai can call in, brother. But a lot of times I'd just be like,
I didn't even know when you were doing the show. I didn't know, like, for the past month, I didn't know we even had the Brad Gilmore Show airing.
Well, have you not been updating your podcast feed?
I have not.
Well, that's your fault, then. You should have known.
Well, you could have let me know, too, you know, because
you know,
I wasn't on the show.
I could have. Anyway, you're back. We're back here. Got a lot of great interviews coming up for you this week. This few weeks, we got a lot of great people.
Oh, yeah, we got the rest of the month. Let's see, the rest of this month, of course.
Yeah, coming up.
And then we got
I don't even know.
Then half of next month. Maybe even next month booked already.
We just got a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
Today's episode, we got a really talented guy. His name is Johnny LaQuasto. He's the co-host of the Wrestling Compadre Slamcast on the Nerdist Network. He's the host of AfterBuzz TV for Monday Night Raw. He's a stand-up comic. He just released a comedy album called Thug In.
Thug In.
Yeah, or Thug Out. Thug In. Thug In.
Thug in or
thugged
thug in?
Thugged in.
Thugged in.
Thugged in. And he's got a movie coming out, a short film called The Thumb Wrestler coming out soon. Yeah, I mean, talented guy. We're going to talk more about it. He's a Los Angeles native. He lives in L.A. He's not from L.A. He lives in L.A. I'm sorry. He lives in L.A. When we did this interview, he was driving to a comedy show for WWE Hall of Famer Mick Foley. And it's illegal in California to be on the phone while you're driving.
Not even like a headset, Bluetooth or anything?
You can headset Bluetooth, but you can't have the phone up to your ear. So he had to put me on speaker through his car stereo, and we did it that way.
It's illegal.
It's illegal to have the phone to your ear.
Man.
So anyway, he's coming up on the show here in just a second. Anyway, I'm sorry. Ave 11's talking to me about Sharif, which y'all going to find out on a future episode. Anyway, though, I want to share a story with you, Motai.
All right, share a story.
Last Monday.
Wait, hold on. Let me get some popcorn first.
All right, you got it?
Yeah.
All right. That was the worst popcorn effect ever. last Monday, I'm coming home from the Debonair Lounge. We leave the Debonair Lounge 2:00 in the morning. We go and eat at Mai's, which is like a little Vietnamese restaurant.
It's open till
3.
Four? 3?
Like 3 or 4. 3 or 4.
I think 4 on the weekends.
4 on the weekends, 3 during the week.
Yeah.
So we go eat, you know, I have something. Do you remember what I ordered?
No. You had something you didn't finish. Some noodles or something.
Some noodles. Some like vermicelli or something like that.
Yeah. I thought it was a vermicelli.
I don't even know. You're the Vietnamese.
That's the American name or the
name of it. So anyway, we leave there about 3:00 in the morning.
Anyway.
Maybe 3:15, 3:20. And I'm heading home, and it's about 3:45. And all of a sudden, I hear a poof, right? I'm sorry if that hurt your ears, America, but poof, you know? And I was like, oh, what is that? And then I start feeling, and I'm like, oh no, I got a flat tire, brother. So I pull over on the side of the road. I'm on 45 South here in Houston, and I'm on the left shoulder lane, and it's the right front side tire that went out. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, damn, man, this sucks, right? This sucks. So I call AAA, first thing I do, right? And it's about 3:50 at this time.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there waiting, you know. They're like, okay, sir, we're going to put you in high priority since you're on the freeway. And we're going to be there by 4:28, right? I'm like, okay, cool, 4:28. 4:30 rolls around, and I get a phone call. Your driver should be there at 5:05. I'm like, okay, having to wait an hour on the side of the freeway. This sucks.
Yeah.
And I was almost out of gas. I didn't throw that in there. I was almost out of gas. I was about 10 miles to empty. So I was just all kinds of screwed at this point. So finally, 505 comes, and this tow truck pulls up. I'm like, cool, they're here. It was some random tow truck that just saw me on the side of the road. And they were like, oh, hey, there's a lady. And she's like, hey, it's illegal to be on the side of the freeway with a flat tire. I'm going to call the police on you if you don't have me move you. I'm like, lady, get to stepping, all right? And she handed me a flyer and all that.
I hate that stuff, man.
I'm like,
man,
don't try to hustle me, lady.
Yeah.
Leave. Leave my presence right now. So she leaves, and I'm sitting there chilling. Finally, a AAA car pulls up behind me, but it's not a tow truck. It's a roadside assistance car.
Oh, man.
For, like, tire and battery stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Which would have been fine if I was off of the freeway. But it's too dangerous to change a tire in the left shoulder lane when it's the right front tire. So I'm like, hey, guys. So he tried to change it anyway.
I think you got your directions back.
No,
back.
I'm in the left-hand shoulder lane, and it's the right front tire.
Oh, the picture you sent me was it seemed like it was the other, like it was the driver's side.
No, 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 it was the other side.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, so I'm super duper screwed, right? And so I'm like, dude, I don't know if you can move this. So he tried to do it anyway, and he's like, oh, man, this is too dangerous.
To drive the car?
No, 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 he tried to change the tire
on
the side of the freeway. He's like, oh, man, this is too dangerous. I need to call a tow truck. Finally, 6:30 in the morning, tow truck shows up. He tows me to like this random church, which I didn't understand, and then changes the tire. Get the tire fixed, get home 7 o'clock in the morning. The next day, I go down to Discount Tire Company to get everything, you know, checked out and get a new tire.
Right.
They didn't have any of my Dunlop tires in stock, so I had to go to another Discount Tire Company, and they only had one. They had one, so they changed out the tire.
They can order them.
They can order them, but I was trying to get them that day.
Oh, okay.
So they changed the tire, boom, and they're like, oh, you have a nail in the back one. I'm like, oh, great. So they had to order one for the nail in the back, and then like, oh yeah, and your spare tire's cracked. We can't use it. We can't let you drive on that. So they had to loan me a tire until the other ones came in. But I had like this biohazard. I had like this road hazard insurance on them. So I got 3 brand new tires for like $250. So I'm not complaining.
That's a steal, man.
That's a steal. So anyway, I'm happy about that. But that's what I had done. And now we're leading up until tonight's the Debonair Lounge, Motai.
Yes.
Anything happened to you this week?
This past week?
Yeah, this past week.
You know what? I don't know if I can think of anything right now.
Nothing off top?
I've got a busy week, though.
Yeah, what you got coming up?
I've had a busy week,
what
I guess.
What do you got coming up?
Well, aside from personal...
Mumbo jumbo. Yeah.
We got the Debonair Lounge tonight.
Yes, sir.
Friday night, you can check me out at Social Junkie off of West Time, or no, not West Time, but Washington. I'll be there every Friday. Come check me out, man. Come have some drinks. Come have some food. They have some good food there. Some good music by moi.
By you? Moi?
And let's see. That's all you guys need to know, really.
Yeah. Well, hey, maybe next week Ashley Imani will join us on the show. She didn't show up to the session today. Maybe she didn't get the message. Maybe the text didn't go through.
We didn't get a call.
We didn't even get a call. So maybe it didn't go through. Maybe it didn't. But you got it.
Maybe. I don't know. It could be something wrong with her phone.
Could be something wrong with her phone. You never know with Ashley Imani. But she'll be back on the show next week. And we're going to talk more. We got special guests coming up. We got Ayla coming up next week. A very talented young girl, 17 years old. She's a host, dancer, model, actress, interviewer. Singer, tampon, what is it? A tampon spokesperson.
In case.
I couldn't think of the name. In case spokesperson. So a lot of good stuff coming in. That was a fun interview. 17 years old. We had Miss Mikey in the building. All kinds of people. So that's coming up next Monday here on the Brad Gilmore Show. And then after that, we got Sharif, our guy Sharif on the show.
Sheriff with 1F.
So we got a lot of good stuff coming up for you today. But right now, we're going to get into DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix here on the Brad Gilmore Show.
On demand.
And then we'll be right back with our interview with Johnny LaQuasto. Can you dig it,
sucker?
All right, everybody. I know y'all were expecting DJ Motai's Monday Morning Music Mix right here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. But I had to stop the press for a second to let y'all know on a couple things that we have coming up here on the show, some stuff we got coming up in real life, and some stuff I just want to tell you about that I forgot to say in the intro. So real quick, I want to tell you what we have coming up here on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand Network. Of course, you're listening to this on Monday morning.
Our guest is Johnny LaQuasto. I want you make sure y'all go check out his podcast that airs every Wednesday on the Nerdist channel, the Wrestling Compadre Slamcast. Shout out to Chuck Rice. Shout out to Dale Rutledge. Also, coming up here on this network, Thursday, we have two episodes debuting for you all. We have, first up, we have a special edition of In Case You Missed It with the first episode of Key West Uncut featuring your man Brad Gilmore as the first guest. So make sure y'all stay tuned for that. And also later that day, we have me and Kyle Hubbard presents The Announce Table, an episode where we break down The Undertaker's then undefeated streak at WrestleMania, which was 21-0 at the time we recorded it. We break down every single match except the Brock Lesnar match. And we talk about our commentary, our views, and if we thought at that point the streak would ever be broken. Also, the following Thursday, here on the Brad Gilmore Show, we have a brand new episode of The Announce Table. Brand new, brand spanking new. It's me and Kyle Hubbard breaking down the infamous 2001 invasion angle. So look forward to that as well. Coming up in real life, make sure every Monday we have the Debonair Lounge. Next Monday, September 1st, is the one-year anniversary of the Debonair Lounge going down at Cafe 4212. So go to Debonair Lounge HDX on Instagram for more information about that. And also September the 13th, the next series of live television tapings in Clear Lake for the front row of sports entertainment, the flagship of Texas wrestling. The Reality of Wrestling, Booker T's Reality of Wrestling to be exact, and that goes down September the 13th at 16511 Diana Lane. Tickets are available now. So many stars are going to be in the building, including Raj Singh, formerly Jinder Mahal from WWE, and the New Heavenly Bodies take on the Brothers Lockhart for the Reality of Wrestling Tag Team Championships in a return match from Summer of Champions. So go to realityofwrestling.com and find out more information about that right now. So let's do this.
Hey guys, DJ Motai here, the pan-fried DJ Motai on the Brad Gilmore Show On Demand. I gotta tell y'all something. This is horrible. This is despicable. No one's trying to steal the moon or, you know, any pyramids or anything, but they're trying to shut down podcasts. We can't let that happen. They're from East Texas, I believe. But, you know what? We're gonna try to stop this. And what you can do to help us out is go to the Podcast Legal Defense Fund at fundanything.com/patent trolls. Help us out. Yeah!
What's up, everybody? This is your man, Brad Gilmore, a.k.a. Lord Trillmore, and I'm with my guy, the Duke of Debonair, Tay Mitch.
We want to invite you beautiful people out to the Debonair Lounge this Monday.
You'll be surrounded by positive vibes and hear the best live music in the city of Houston.
Just ask my man, Kirko.
What it do, man? It's Kirko Banks. Every Monday, I need the whole city to come out. My partner, Tay Mitch, and my partner, Brad Trillmore, is going down to the Debonair Lounge, man. Y'all know what it do.
Debonair Lounge, 4212 Alameda Road, doors at 9 p.m.
You're now listening to DJ Motai.
Just take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast, so many places that you wanna go. Slow down, you're trying to fall in love with the world. Another sad story of a delusional girl.
Another page from the author of A Lonely Girl. Innocence taken cause she's told to change by the world. And it's a shame how the brain can tell the soul to change. All she saw was plain Jane, so she had to change her frame. Now her name is known, the girl that you describe in songs. Clubs at nights and Facebook likes, the life that every girl would want. But it's funny the confusion from an outer illusion. Never felt true love, so took drugs and lust as a substitution. But happiness can't be defined by a line of coke. So her inner thoughts are poured out in the diary she wrote. And in the couple notes she spoke about the life she lived. And for the chance of fame, her body she decided to give. Told herself she had to keep going, running and running. Telling herself to find a man, but life's no pretty woman. She starts to realize the girl that she is becoming. Tired of hearing sexy and just want someone to call her stunning. Or gorgeous, or beautiful on one of those dark nights. When she's at home all alone, not caught up in all the hype. But instead all she has a pen, so she decides to write. Drifting into dark thoughts, never could find the light. So
So life changes lanes and all she seems to find is pain. Too deep into her life to change, she had nothing to gain. Her soul was taken by the world, no more to give. Pain pills and a lifeless girl, Alice chooses not to live.
Take it easy, take it slow. You're moving too fast.
My ex girl is sex girl, death not the best girl. The type to go to parties, get messed up and show a breast girl. Look at how you dress girl and all these skimpy clothes. Popping bottles, snorting vials, acting like a hoe. Met her at a show, a summer event that we was at. Powder on her nose, I couldn't believe that she was into that. But I never deal with that, I thought it'd be fine. Waste time, break time, sunshine, she on my mind. So I went to her house to see if she was lonely. Open door, foaming from the mouth, she had an OD. Looks like the culprit was the Sprite and the codeine. And a couple pills, I could see the bottles opening. A couple light beers, just to fight tears. Pop another pill, so the pain she would not feel. Then I called her mom and said, I'm sad to say Allison is wasted away because the day she passed away.
Rest in peace. A moment to shine can change how one is defined. Living life on a path of darkness, no longer caring about the true thoughts of one mind. She escapes into a pit of undermining outer beauty just to fulfill the happiness of others. No longer content with acting out the role. Only wanted someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love and someone to love.
Just take it easy.
Oh, scream my name. We can play the game fast or play the game slow. Baby, all you gotta do is let me.
Blow. I don't even see girls walk by no more. I ain't never seen girls bounce like your before. I just wanna know, am I stupid for staying? Or am I just attracted to the game that she playing? Or do I like that body in the bed where I'm laying? Or we just having sex? Or is it love that we making? Are you taking? Or am I just a mess around? It's kinda funny after all the girls I mess around. I look up in the mirror and I see a lesson now. I guess karma laughing at me, learn my lesson now, huh?
Girls that care of me. Anytime I needed you, I know that you'd be there for me. Like my love carefully, your smile's like a flare to me. Hold on to you forever, you the girl that made a man of me. Sold it as a fan of me, filling my life randomly. Now we sip mimosas sitting underneath a canopy. If you ever damage me, you'll be there to banish me. Had I been alone, but man, I'd be dead as she. And got me feeling like a crack addict. Crack addict.
Cause I feel you.
And I ain't mad at it. Off the ground, cause this love slow burns every time you come around. So burn,
baby, burn, baby, burn, 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 baby, burn, 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 burn me. Yeah.
came away. Summer day, small waist and pretty face, body like you did ballet. Wondering, pondering, stumbling over words. Always been one of all, but baby, you had them curves, so you threw me off a little bit. But I got back in the game, cause I had to hit. Knowing if I could get your attention just for a little bit, maybe you could be the girl I could go home with. But you weren't feeling that. Had a dude vision clouded, kinda like cataract. Situation escalated, kinda like a Cadillac. Told me there was more than you than that big hump up on your back. But damn, that ass was nice, girl. Had me wondering what it took to be that Mr. Right, girl. Said you was a dinner before you turned out lights, girl. Walks on the beach, you know, the flying kites, girl. So I took you on a date. And the night I got it, damn, it was worth the wait. Made some kind of sounds, movies couldn't even fake. Body made some moves that Harlem couldn't even shake. Damn, girl, for heaven's sake, I was in the presence of greatness. Kissing pictures like your single friends, don't hate this. Took more than a couple rhymes to make this. What we got is real, girl, you can't fake this. My sun and my moon, girl, my jump over broom, girl. And when I get home, I want you up in my room, girl.
Got it, baby, just like the Comic Con. I'ma let that body be like I'm Cameo. And trust, boy, ain't no common fella. Handle business like I'm J.D. Rockefeller. My bad, I started talking about me. I wanna talk about you, know all the things you believe. I wanna talk about the fam, I wanna talk about the fun. If things get too serious, are you the reverend and run questions? Do you love the summer season? All your clothes from Neiman? Do you like butter pecan? Is your mother Puerto Rican? I'm thinking that she is, girl. That explain why that thing's so thick, girl. Every time you leave, no one play a straight mission. Need to take some vines and some Instagram pictures. You see me in that Benz lately. Swear this dating game crazy like it's Slim Shady. Because these women wanna date me. And that's a couple dates, see these women want a baby. That ain't what a play about. Screaming pimpin' ain't dead on a player drought. Wait, baby, just stop it. You just rock it. You so polished, I can't doubt it. You just got it, ah.
You got it. Loving you ain't hard. Been it from the start. You know who you are.
You got it.
We can take it slow. Let me take you home. Cause pleasing you is easy.
You got it.
Project. Love, I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Numb to these haters, I don't feel shit, nigga. I go 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Numb to these haters, I don't feel shit, niggas. They ain't out here on no chill shit. Catch you slipping on splipping and a pill shit. See, it's a rap race and I'm well aware. Drop that YSL, now we everywhere. Niggas slept on me cause I'm hella rare. Ass cannon every Monday, he in Devon. 0 to 100, nigga, real quick. Numb to these haters, I don't feel shit. Niggas, they ain't out here on no chill shit. Catch you slipping on splipping and a pill shit. See, it's a rap race and I'm well aware. Drop that YSL, now we everywhere. Niggas slept on me cause I'm hella rare. Ass cannon every Monday, he in Devon. Never thought small, me, I want it all. Broke off the leash, now I'm vicious, I'm a dog. Beating down your block, knocking pictures off the wall. Back then they didn't want me, now the women wanna call. Now I'm in Yellowstone with a bad yellow bone. It's hard weekend, now she she wanna text my phone. A bunch of y'all hated praying we was never on. They was waiting on the fall like I told was very on. Now leave, nigga, I planted seeds, nigga. About to rake these dollars from these money trees, nigga. This shit hot as you be 400 degrees. Kill them, I don't care if that's your woman, she coming with me, nigga. Sprite pink flamingo, where they all the lingo. Show appreciation if you boys use the lingo. Franchise player Steve Francis with Catino. Just got off a flight from the city next to Reno. Taking pictures with foreign women up in casinos. I'm just living life, I'm just putting on for my team, no. I'm just putting on for my team, no. Never let your dreams go. Listening to this beat, why it give me the chills? It's coming from the heart, so the feeling is real. I sat back quietly, just switching my gears. Told Dwight that we gon' make a killing this year. My nigga locked up, trying to get his appeal. His baby mama fucking round, these bitches ain't real. I mean, who can you trust? When you the man, everything you do is never enough. Couple young niggas finna set the city on fire. You ain't figured out yet. Tell them it's us. From where they poking like elephant tusks. And these bitches wanna cheese when your cheddar is up. Yeah, a bunch of hood rats. Can't judge her, she just doing what she good at. On the north side, mama still where the hood at. But I promise that's been a change, been through the rain. Not once I ever seen you complain. So your son gon' make sure that you shine like Johnny Dang. Can't wait till the afterlife to change. They say you gotta sacrifice the game. Been doing this in the city for years. Sacrificed so many nights, shed plenty of tears. Made plenty of women cry, faced plenty of fears. Success is right around the corner, I feel it, it's near. I never asked for cosigns from none of you rappers. I'm thinking big, my mindset is on running the Atlas. Is this what y'all niggas wanted? I'm asking. Hold my own, I never have been the one to kiss asses. Questioning my faith, am I losing my passion? See, when you on the path to greatness, that usually happens. Most of these niggas out here gassing, amusing me, laughing. All of they bars get overhyped cause they music is average. And I sit back in the cut like Neosporin, thinking of a master plan to get all of my niggas farms. Yeah, I say all of my niggas farms. So pack my bags, I'll be gone by the morning, peace.
Hey guys, this is Ashley Imani, and you are now tuned in to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Brad Gilmore Show on Demand. And we're back with another great guest. I'm never short on the great guests. You know, I mean, I run into brand new people all the time who are interesting, doing new things. And this guy, I met him recently. He flew down to Houston to come to Reality Wrestling Summer of Champions. You know him from so many things, including the Wrestling Compadre Slamcast on the Nerdist Network, After Buzz TV for Monday Night Raw. He's even got a film coming out, and I think he even has a comedy rap album out. He is everywhere. His name, Johnny Laquasto. How you doing, brother man?
Well, first off, I think great is a strong word. let's go with serviceable. Like, you have great guests. I'm serviceable. Let's go with that.
Well, it's one of those things to where, you know, I mean, I had a guest booked, and he canceled, and then the replacement canceled. So, I mean, you know, you're third in line, but at least, you know, you're on here. I had to build you up, brother. I mean, I'm the color guy. I'm putting you over. Should have just taken it and run with it. You know what I mean? You could have. But anyway, you're serviceable.
Hey, if I'm third in line, a bronze medal is better than just getting a ribbon.
Hey, that's what I'm saying. You didn't get a participation medal or a ribbon, you know what I mean? That's the worst. I mean, at least you got bronze. You placed, brother.
Lord knows I got plenty of those participations.
Right now, man, you're actually calling in. You're in Los Angeles, California, where you're stationed, and you're driving to a comedy show right now for the one and only hardcore legend, Mick Foley. Is that right?
Yes. Yeah, he's touring this week. You know, centering around SummerSlam and doing a bunch of Southern California dates. And last year, he did his show after SummerSlam at the Hollywood Improv, and I was lucky enough to be able to host the show for him. And so, you know, he's just an incredible dude, and he called into my podcast the other day. We talked for a little bit, and I didn't have my own show tonight, and I said, you know what, let's drive to see Mick and just enjoy his stories and just, you know, just him as a person. He's an incredible soul. I mean, he's filming a documentary about Santa Claus, if you can believe that.
I know, man. He's definitely a one-of-a-kind character. I mean, I saw him, I think, last year. He came down to Houston and played the Improv here in Houston. And you know, I mean, he even says it in his comedy show. It's like, you don't really know what to expect. He goes, a lot of people just kind of bought the ticket just off a leap of faith, pretty much. Like, oh, let's go see this comedy thing that Mick Foley's doing. But you know, he actually like killed that set, man. He was an awesome, I don't know if it's stand-up comedy, but it's like comedic storytelling. I guess is like the correct term for it. But I heard he's got a new show, and I heard him on your show, which we got to talk about. This last week on your show, you had Mick Foley, Booker T, and Bill Goldberg all on one episode, and really that was kind of a light day for y'all over at the Nerdist Wrestling Compadre Slamcast. Y'all have I talked to Chuck Rice about this, mutual friend of ours who's been on the show before, and y'all have probably the greatest wrestling podcast out there, in my estimation. I've told you this before, just because based off the guests that y'all get every week, it's not like you have, you know, Booker T 1 week and then Mick Foley next week and then Bill Goldberg, which would be awesome in its own. You have them all on one show because you got to make room for like Hulk Hogan and CM Punk.
Yeah, I'll tell you that. I mean, it's been, we're just passing the 6 month anniversary. I think we're on episode like 33 perhaps or something like that. And, you know, we really are the little show that could. Don't get me wrong. Without Booker T, the show would be nothing. It would just be three idiots talking about wrestling. So, you know, without, I work in wrestling as you do, but at the same time, people want to hear their heroes. And so Booker has been just amazing. I mean, he's been on the show literally almost every single week. The only time he's not on is when he's too busy with WWE. And he's just the best guest. He's lived such an amazing life, had such an amazing career. And so, and also, you know, being on Nerdist, it gives us credibility. And we just been lucky. I mean, the past 3 weeks, we had CM Punk. Last week, we had Daniel Bryan and Hulk Hogan. You know, this week, like you mentioned. And then Dale and I are actually about to do a bunch of interviews tomorrow. We have to be down at Staples Center at 6 in the morning to do a whole bunch of in-person interviews. So the show's going to be loaded. And plus, you know, we put a lot of work into it. Like, too much work, actually. Like, we have segments and it's all well prepared, because I look at it this way. There's so many podcasts out there. People can listen to whatever they want. If people are going to actually take the time to listen to us, I'm going to make sure that it's worth their while and that they're going to laugh, they're going to think, they're going to learn about, you know, different charitable causes. And so that's really what the goal of the show is. And so far, it's been going pretty good. And you were on an episode. That was huge.
I know, man. I got to be on the Nerdist on the Wrestling Compadre Slamcast when we did that Summer of Champions pre-show. And that was even a stacked show. You had Devon Dudley, Stevie Ray, DDP, Queen Charmel. I mean, geez, and all the reality wrestling stars. I mean, how'd y'all show start? Like, what was the idea? Did, you know, Dale come to you, or was it Chuck? Like, who started the show, and how'd y'all three get together?
Actually, I didn't know Chuck until after I met Dale, and sometimes I wish I didn't. But I'm just kidding. I love him. So I got brought in to host the Monday Night Raw after show for AfterBuzz TV. The guy that was hosting it actually got hired by WWE. He's a buddy of mine. Now he's down at NXT doing a lot of behind-the-scenes stuff. But you do see him pop up on a lot of different segments, whether it be NXT or sometimes, you know, different sketches and whatnot. And so they asked me to come in and host it. And the very first night I hosted, this other guy showed up who happened to know Maria Menounos, and she owns, you know, AfterBuzz TV.
Yeah.
And that was Dale, and we hit it off right away. Like, just chemistry was there, sense of humor was like right on point. And that was about, I think, over a year ago. I should probably keep track of when we started, but I don't know. I'm getting old. I have no memory. But I think it was over a year ago. And then around October, November, Dale said to me, he said, you know, I know Chris Hardwick. And he said he knows nothing about wrestling, but he knows that Nerdist should have a wrestling show. He's like, you know, you have to host it. And so him and I recorded a pilot, if you will. And then Dale brought Chuck in because he's like, hey, you know, Chuck works with Booker. Chuck's worked a lot in wrestling. I was like, perfect. The more experience, the better. And they liked their pilot, and they picked it up. And then we started the week of the Royal Rumble, which is a pretty good week to start.
Yeah.
And it's been growing ever since. I mean, you know, me and Dale already have the chemistry. And then, you know, Chuck's a very unique personality. And so the three of us together are a pretty good combo. We basically just make fun of each other a lot. And so it's been a blast. And then the guests itself have just been, we're overwhelmed with how many people we've had on the show. It's been really good. And I love interviewing people. I mean, and you do too, Brad. Like, there's a skill, I think, to interviewing people. And anyone can ask wrestling questions till they're blue in the face. But one thing I've learned, and you probably have too, a lot of wrestlers don't want to talk about all wrestling. These are fascinating people. You don't get in pro wrestling unless you're an interesting person, you know?
Yeah, no, definitely. And, I mean, and the guys y'all have, I didn't mean to cut you off, but the guys that y'all have had, like, on the show, I mean, you even say it, like, you know, y'all's conversation with Bill Goldberg was barely about wrestling. I mean, conversation with CM Punk, there was no wrestling talked about at all, but yet you're still able to hold, I mean, you and Dale and even Chuck, like, y'all are able to hold a wrestling fan's attention even when the interview has nothing to do about wrestling.
Well, it's a funny story about, well, with Punk, legally, we actually weren't allowed to talk about wrestling, but Punk didn't really want to anyway, so it kind of worked out fine, And actually, that was Dale's interview. He was all by himself because I had to leave Comic-Con and I couldn't do it. But when it came to Goldberg, you know, it's funny story. We called him and, you know, I said, hey, how long do you want to talk? He said, you know, if we're having a good time, we can go 30, 40 minutes. But if you want to just talk about wrestling, it'll probably be like 8 or 9 minutes. And I was like, all right, noted. And at that moment, Dale's eyes lit up because he had pretty much all wrestling questions planned. So if you listen to that interview, it was pretty much all me and him because I happen to be a huge NFL fan. I know a decent amount about cars. Like, Goldberg and I have a lot in common, where the other guys in studio that night didn't necessarily have a lot in common with him. But it was just, that whole thing was honestly me and Goldberg just riffing. I followed the NFL when he was in the NFL, and I knew all the Atlanta Falcons, and you know, my dad owns muscle cars, and so I know. So it's literally the whole, it was just me and him riffing. Then we got into a little bit of wrestling, but I loved that interview, and I think he really enjoyed it too.
No, it was an awesome, awesome interview. But you know, you're not only the wrestling guy, Johnny LaQuasto. You have so much stuff going on. I mean, just, you know, because I first saw you on AfterBuzz TV like a long time ago. And, you know, didn't register that was the same Johnny LaQuasto on the Nerdist Slamcast. And once I figured that out, I was like, wow, I've been listening to this guy, you know, now for the past, you know, few months, every Monday and Wednesday, or no, every Tuesday and Wednesday, or Monday and Wednesday of my life. I'm hearing Johnny LaQuasto and Dale Rutledge. I know. That's why I had to talk to you. I had to air my grievances to you. It's just like, God, man, too much going on with LaQuasto. But I do know you have several other things that you're into. I mean, you mentioned hosting the comedy show for Mick Foley last year, but you're a stand-up comedian as well, correct?
Yes, sir. Been doing stand-up for over 9 years now, and I actually just found out. I'm honored to be doing this. One of my goals when I started, I'm a big military supporter. You know, both my grandfathers won World War II. One of my grandfathers stormed Normandy. I have an uncle who was a POW in Vietnam, and so I've always been a huge military supporter, and I'm so grateful. And one of my goals was to do a tour to entertain the troops, and I actually just got asked less than a week ago. And so in October, I'm going to be going 17 days to, I was told, Southeast Asia and Africa. I don't know exactly yet, though, because, you know, Africa has a lot of the Ebola issue going on right now.
Yeah, it might not be the best place to travel to right now, but it'd still be nice to entertain the troops, no less. But, I mean, that's awesome, though.
I mean, I've never told jokes in a hazmat suit, but if I have to, I will.
it'd be a new thing. It'd be a change to your attire. At least you're not in pinstripes like Chuck Rice.
Very, very true. But yeah, I'm excited for it. So other than that, you know, I've done shows down in Texas before. I can't wait to come back, actually. And yeah, stand up and you know, filmmaking and hosting other stuff. You know, a little bit of everything.
So let me ask you this. I mean, obviously, I mean, I'm a huge comedy fan. I mean, me and you could probably talk about stand-up comedy and Saturday Night Live all day. But, you know, recently, obviously, there was a huge blow in not just the comedic world, but, you know, the entertainment world and the world in general. I mean, we just found out this week at the time we're doing this that Robin Williams, unfortunately, is no longer with us. I mean, were you a big Robin Williams fan?
You had to be. I mean, because it wasn't just – Robin Williams was one of the most – I don't even know how to say it. Like, not even well-rounded. That's not even a fair description. The guy literally can do it all. Aside from – I know stand-up and that got him famous, but, you know, people don't realize he was an incredible actor. And I don't – he's one of the few people that can do comedy and drama to perfection. I mean, no matter what he did, he made you feel it. You know, whether it was, you know, a movie like Mrs. Doubtfire. That movie is hilarious, but there's also moments of drama that are real. And then he was in, you know, 1 hour photo. And
oh, and man.
Those movies were dark.
Yeah. I remember seeing one of our photo at, like, in the theaters and being, like, legitimately creeped out, you know, by Robin Williams. Like, I mean, he was able to transform into that character. And you're right. You know, he's probably going to be known for his comedic chops. But, I mean, his dramatic roles, I mean, he won in the Oscar with Good Will Hunting. And, I mean, just such a talented guy. I mean, what was your favorite Robin Williams film all time?
Oh, my God. That is a really hard question. Because, I mean, there's some where he was a starring role, and there's others where he was just so good as a recurring. I mean, you know, I think a lot of us always go back to childhood, and because that's, to me, I think that's when we watch the most movies, because as a kid, you have nothing to do. You know?
Except watch movies, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, we sit around and we don't do anything. So in the last 10 years, I haven't seen as many movies, but, I mean, this is Doubtfire to me. I know that's certainly probably not his best, but he was incredible, because as a kid, you watch this movie and you watch his performance. And I've seen the movie so many times, and it's the kind of movie that I never get tired of, because, you know, the story about a guy getting divorced and not having his kids, that happens every single day, and I can only imagine how tough that is for a couple of parents, where neither parent wants to be the bad guy, and, you know, Sally Field and Robin Williams delivered that so well. And then, of course, you throw in him becoming a woman, and there you go, that's recipe for a classic. And
You throw in him being a woman, and you throw in James Bond, Pierce Brosnan. I mean, come on.
Oh, right. Very, very true. Yeah, that's true. There's so many others, too. But that's just, you know, we could talk all day. That's just one off the bat, though, that, you know. But, yeah, the guy was a legend. I got to meet him a couple of years ago, after he had open heart surgery, and very gracious. He hung out with us for a little bit, and just a fun, genuine guy. And unfortunately, it came out that I guess he was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's, and I guess that was maybe too much for him to handle. And, you know, we can all ask questions anytime someone does this, but no one really knows what was going on in his head. And, you know, should he have done it? Absolutely not. I mean, because he's already given so much to the world, and he has a family, he has kids, and it's just aside from us just being fans of him, you have to think about the family, and that's the really sad part about it. But, you know, the guy's always going to live on forever, and you know, the way he went out, I don't want that to tarnish, you know, his life and everything he did, you know.
Well, yeah, you know, definitely. I mean, and I know Parkinson's disease is not an easy thing to go through. I know my grandmother has it. I mean, but, you know, we definitely send our thoughts and prayers out to his family. I mean, it's just a shame that we lost such a great talent. I mean, but you said you got to meet Robin Williams. That's amazing. Because Robin Williams is, like, obviously one of my favorite stand-ups of all time, just based on – I always liked how he didn't come out with a microphone. You know, in his last stand-up special, he had, like, the pop singer microphone, you know, like the Britney Spears, Madonna mic. And he just came out because he was such an animated guy that he had to use his hands, you know, all the time. He couldn't have a microphone in his hand. But you got to meet him. Where did you meet Robin Williams?
I actually went to go see a friend. There's an improv theater called the Upright Citizens Brigade in Hollywood, and a friend of mine was performing, and so I just happened to go up to the show one night. Robin Williams showed up, and he jumped on stage and improvised with them, and he was known for doing that. He would actually pop in to different shows all over L.A. when he felt like it, and, you know, it gave everyone a story that they'll be able to tell forever.
Oh, man, wow. But, you know, you have a lot of stories to tell, because you said you're a filmmaker, and I recently saw the trailer to a movie you have coming out called The Thumb Wrestler. Tell us about The Thumb Wrestler.
Thumb Wrestler. I can't even, like, talk about it without laughing. So, basically, my favorite genre of movies is the Naked Gun airplane genre.
Yeah.
And other movies, and Hot Shots was good. Other movies I've tried, like the Wayans Brothers, with all the 19 different scary movies, and, you know, that whole thing. But for me, I love the Naked Gun and Airplane, all of them, and I can't get enough of them. So I always wanted to make a movie, if I could, that at least paid homage to it. And so I came up with this idea right around the time Mickey Rourke came out with The Wrestler. I'm like, well, The Wrestler is a great movie, and it's a great title, but I'm like, The Thumb Wrestler would just be the most ridiculous title for a film of all time.
I mean, yeah, when you just hear the title, you're already thinking, what a ridiculous concept. It's like when you hear Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. You're like, that's just the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. I got to watch it.
It's funny because I think Ninja Turtles is more realistic than the Thumb Wrestler.
Yeah, surprisingly.
But, yeah, so it doesn't really parody the wrestler. It does parody, it's a style parody. It does parody a couple movies specifically. But, yeah, it's going to end up being probably close to 30 minutes. I'm really hoping we do well in festivals. And it's almost done. It's been 2 years in the making. And really good cast. A handful of pro wrestlers actually make cameos, so that'll be cool.
Wow, yeah, I mean, go look at the trailer, everybody who's listening. It's thethumbwrestler.com. Is that the right website?
Absolutely, yeah. I was shocked that URL wasn't taken. I couldn't believe
right?
No one ever bought thethumbwrestler.com.
Wow, I mean, you lucked out with that one. At least you're like you're not the Thumb Wrestler 2244 kitty meow meow .com. You mean
or
you're
like,
the Thumb Wrestler.
Or the real Thumb Wrestler.
Yeah. But yeah, so you got the Thumb Wrestler coming out. You have the Nerdist Show. You're on AfterBuzz TV. You had a comedy rap album come out, correct?
Yeah, it was a comedy album that has a concept album that I've always wanted. If I were to do an album, I've always wanted to do one. I loved Adam Sandler's series growing up because it wasn't just stand up; it was sketches and the weirdest stuff you could ever think of. And so my CD is about 45 minutes of stand up, and then it's got some sketches and it's got 6 songs, 1 parody, and 5 original hip-hop tracks.
Wow. 5 original hip-hop.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean, is it comedic rapping, or are you going in, you're actually doing real rap music?
Oh, no, it's totally stupid.
Okay. I was about to say, man, many faces of Johnny LaQuasto, rapper, all kinds of stuff.
No, definitely not a rap. It took me about, like, 7 weeks to write each song. It's not like I know how to. It took me a while. But, yeah, I did characters. Like, we have one song that's an R&B parody that we use auto-tune. It makes fun of the whole auto-tune thing where I play a character. Basically, every character is a cousin of mine in the CD, in the album. So I have a gangster rap cousin. I have an R&B singer cousin, like that kind of thing.
And what's the name of that album?
It's called Thugged In instead of Thugged Out.
Oh, it's nice.
Thugged In, in my opinion, we're all a little thugged out on the inside. So that's why I said Thugged In.
Thug In, and I'm sure they can find it. You know, go follow Jay Quasto on Twitter. I mean, where can they find the album, though?
Actually, yeah, it's on Rooftop Comedy. It got released on there, so if you go to rooftopcomedy.com, you'll be able to find it. Also, you know, on my social media stuff, it's easy to find. On my website, jlocomedy.com. And it's super cheap because I'm not famous, so it's really cheap.
So you can get it on the discount. Get it while it's hot.
Yeah.
Get it while it's hot right now. Why he's not famous?
You can get the nobody discount. It's really cheap.
Exactly. So I want to talk a little bit more before we let you go. I mean, I know you're driving right now. We're kind of podcasting on the fly. I want to have you back on the show here soon. We can talk more. But let's talk a little bit. I'm just going to ask you real quick. Who's your favorite wrestler of all time?
I know
that's a blanket statement. That's a blanket statement. But you said Jake the Snake Roberts.
Yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one, and, you know, guys like you and I think it's fair to say we would probably not last 3 days in a ring.
No.
So our job, we're talkers. You know, our job is to put over the talent. Our job is to interview the talent. And, you know, that's why I love Jake Snake so much, because not only was the guy one of the best in the ring, but in an era where wrestlers would scream at the top of their lungs in promos, Jake the Snake would be at an audible level to where you would have to get right next to your television screen just to hear it sometimes. And he captivated you. You know, the guy believed, he had you believing everything he was saying. And I will still watch his promos on YouTube and just in awe. And I think every wrestler coming up should. They should watch all different types of wrestlers, but I think Jake the Snake doing promos should be someone that every single person watches, and a guy like Paul Heyman, everything Paul Heyman says, you believe him. He's one of the greatest of all time.
Look, the promos Paul Heyman has cut recently, leading up until SummerSlam, I know this is going to air after SummerSlam, but leading up until SummerSlam with Brock Lesnar versus John Cena for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, The promos he has been cutting have been maybe the best of his career, and that's saying something. This man has built up this match to be the greatest thing. When he said recently, he said in one of those promo videos, like they had a special on the WWE Network, and he said, 44 men have been WWE champion. The same number of men have been president of the United States. He was like, so winning the WWE title is like going on television and say, ladies and gentlemen, I've been elected president of the United States. He was like, Brock Lesnar defeated the Undertaker's streak at WrestleMania. That's like going on television and say, ladies and gentlemen, I've been elected God.
Yeah.
Like, what a sell.
You can't beat that. And I think part of the reason he's doing so well is all he has to worry about now is just being a talent. He's no longer in charge of writing or running a show. And I've heard him say in podcasts he's enjoying that now. So he can just focus solely on just being the best Paul Heyman he can be. And the best Paul Heyman is better than everybody else. We know that.
That's definitely true. Well, Johnny LaQuasto, appreciate you coming on the show. Riding out, I hope you enjoy the Mick Foley stand-up show. You're going to have to tell me how it went. Shoot me a text after the show. But let everyone know where they can follow you and all that good stuff.
Sure. JLOComedy.com, JLOComedy.com, at JQuasto, JQUASTO. And, I mean, I really appreciate it. Brad, it was really fun to meet you in Houston, and we had a blast at the pay-per-view, and I'm really proud of everyone at Reality Wrestling, man. It was a great team environment, and that's what I love about, you know, working in pro wrestling is neither one of us work for WWE, but we still love what we do, and we still work with great people and a great team, and man, you guys are in good hands with Booker T at the helm and Charmel, because they really look out like you guys are family, and man, I'd love to get down there more often, I can tell you that.
Amen. Hey, we appreciate having you down there. You got your spot, too. You got a spot on the pay-per-view with Abel Andrew Jackson. So Johnny LaQuasto making a cameo on Summer of Champions, which you can still get at realitywrestling.com for just $4.99, cheaper than the WWE Network I'll put out there. I got to come check out Championship Wrestling from Hollywood sometime, too, man. I'm planning an L.A. trip soon.
You can check that out on hollywoodwrestling.com, and it's nationally on Mass TV. I do play-by-play and color. It all depends on who shows up for the taping. As you know how that works. But, I love doing that. We have a great crew there. And, you never know what comes up next. So you just got to keep pushing.
Yep, that's true, man. We'll have you back on the show soon. We'll talk more wrestling. We'll talk Championship Wrestling from Florida. Make sure you go check him out, though. JLOComedy.com, at JQuasto on Twitter. Johnny LaQuasto, appreciate you, sir.
Thank you, man.
All right, y'all tune in next week.
Thanks for listening. Please subscribe on iTunes and add us to your playlist on Stitcher Radio. Come tune in next week.